Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, it's the right time to thank Matthias Sangala. It's the right time to thank Matthias Sangala. It's the 29th of August, 2025. And this is now the time that we discuss economic matters. This is your economic conversational program. This is your platform where we discuss issues of bread and butter. And yeah, it's a Friday. It's a Friday. And it's end of the month to some. And also not to some. So, you know, some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are just going back home from work. Some of you are waking up now, contemplating on what to do. And also contemplating on, you know, on the future. But it's always very important also to make sure that every day that you're waking up, believe in yourself, be strong, and also always look ahead, because, you know, there is always opportunities out there, even if it's not looking like there is no opportunity. It's always better for you to go and also search for them. And they are saying opportunities are like buses. Once one, you miss one, there is always another one which is coming. There's always another one which is coming. And, it's always very good also to wake up with a good motivation and believe in yourself to say, there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. Because at the end of the day, we shall make it. And indeed, we shall, advance, our country. So, Early Morning Scoop is your economic development conversational program. This is the platform that we discuss everything that is related to business, everything that is related to trade, everything that is related to international trade, everything that is related to governance, and also issues of continental and international affairs, because we are saying as long as Namibia is standing where it is, as long as Namibia is standing where it is in terms of, you know, income inequality, in terms of unemployment rate, in terms of, you know, human development, and also in terms of, you know, opportunities to participate, in terms of, you know, slowdown in terms of trade, and also in terms of inability or not yet being part of full-scale participation in continental trade, we are indicating to you that we have to discuss these issues. We are indicating to you that this is a platform that we encourage everybody to listen to, everybody to have a conversation, and also everybody to make sure that at least after every conversation that is being brought about, after every conversation that is being brought about, at least you will be able to get one thing or two, so that you can contribute positively to the development and advancement of the country. And yeah, looking at where we are standing now, it's always also good, before we go to the main conversation for today, yes, we are going to reflect. So we are going to reflect on what were some of the main points, what were some of the key points that we discussed throughout the week. It's always very important to make sure that we are indicating to say to our dear listeners, make sure that you connect with us, Eagle FM Namibia. Make sure that you connect with us. Go on Facebook, go on Instagram, go on LinkedIn, go on X, and make sure that you follow and share our page, because that is the only way that you are not going to miss out. You are not going to miss out in terms of updating of news, in terms of trade statistics, in terms of business related matters, in terms of social development. That's why we are indicating to you that if you like and share our page, those who are following you will be able to follow us, and indeed, yeah, those who are following you will be able to follow us, and indeed they will not be able to miss out, especially when it's coming to economic communication, especially when it's coming to issues of economic development, issues of business related affairs, and also issues of governance. So that's why when you share and like our page, it's make easier for those of who are following you, and also it will also make it easier for you to receive everything that is updated, particularly when it's coming to news, and also how you can be able to expand your thinking, your economic understanding, your business understanding, and become a good citizen who understand economic and governance matter, and who will be able to make those good investment decision, good business choices, and also good calculations when it's coming to issues of governance, and also issues of opportunities, and prioritizing right opportunities. So like and share our page, Eagle FM Namibia, and you will not miss out. The other thing is also that we have the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. And when you do that, when you like the page of the Villager newspaper, when you like the page of the Villager newspaper, when you subscribe to the Villager newspaper, you become a lucky citizen who understand economic matters, and you'll be engaged, particularly when it's coming to reading of economic news, reading of issues of development, and also reading of issues of governance, trade, sport, and innovation. So therefore, we are always indicating to you that if you are a student of economics, you are a student of governance, you are a student of trade, you are a business enthusiast, you are a researcher, make sure that part of your sources of information, part of your sources of information that you read, part of the tips in terms of intelligence insight on economics, make sure that you use the Villager newspaper, because that is where you'll be able to expand your thinking. And, you know, we're always indicating to those who are in academia to say, you know, in the current academic setting, you are required to reference sources, particularly if you are in the area of economics, you're in the area of law, you're in the area of governance, and all the sectors, they say, no, you must reference, use APA referencing style, use Chicago referencing style, but you need an authentic, you know, sources of information. When we are indicating to you that read the Villager newspaper, this is where you are going to understand that where are those information coming from? Who is interpreting those information? What document was referenced? What topic was discussed? Who is this person? Where are this statement? And because these are some of the authentic information that you'll be able to get and also use as a reference. When you speak about, for example, World Health Organization report on accessibility to clean water and sanitation, the report of 2024, that is one of the latest reports that you have to get access to. When we are referencing these things, that is now where you'll be able to understand that it's crucial, it's important to make sure that you connect with the Villager newspaper, like and share that page so that you will not miss out, and use that as a source of information, and you will never miss out. The other thing is also that you can download Eagle FM app. There are always questions. There are always those who are asking to say, no, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? We are not able to get connected to you. We are not able to be reached by the frequency. And, you know, we are missing out on programs. We are indicating to you that in this context, make sure that, you know, you download Eagle FM app. You can go to your App Store, go to your Play Store, then you'll be able to download Eagle FM app. Just type in Eagle FM Namibia, then you'll be able to download the app, because the moment you download that app, it will be easier for you to listen to the programs which are on air, and you can also be able to listen to the previous programs. What is very interesting is that if in a situation that you missed out on the previous programs, there is a podcast. You can go to podcast where you can listen to the previous programs at your own time, at your own pace. So before we go to the main conversation for today, it's also very important to make sure that you get the luxury of accessing Imba app. You get the luxury of accessing Imba app, especially those who use or those who are required to use a hymn book in a situation that you are required to use a hymn book. Let me say you want to sing, you go to church, but you do not have a hard copy hymn book. So do not worry about that, because Imba app is your solution to that. Imba app is your solution to that. That's why what you need to do, just go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, then you download Imba app. When you download Imba app, you bought yourself a free luxury of listening to the hymn book Inoshiwambo, that is of course Ehangano, Ucherero, that is Omaimburiro. We have Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So make sure that you download Imba app, make sure that you use Imba app, and also when you do that, you make your life easier, because you are working in the world of digitalization. You are working in the world of digitalization, and it's no more about working with the hammer. It's no more about working with the hammer. It's a world of advancement where men and women are no more using hammer, but you are using technology. You are using digitalization. And that is exactly what you are talking about. So use Imba app and Imba with us. Yes, the other thing is also that, you know, you can be able to buy airtime. You can be able to buy airtime. You can be able to book for your time on air. Especially, if you want to advertise your products, if you want to advertise your business, if you want to advertise your product, you can be able to buy, airtime. And, when you do that, we are always indicating to you that money spent on advertisement is money on the way back, to the spender. Because if you invest in advertisement, let me say you connect with Monica Ipinge, then you buy airtime on air, then you'll be able to advertise your product, you'll be able also to market your business, and it's going to be easier for you to access those clients. It's going to be easier for you to access those clients, because at a digital platform, that is where you are going to meet everybody. That is where everyone will be able to come to you. And you can do that just by contacting our marketing team, contact our marketing manager. This is Mayor Monica Ipinge. And with that, you make your life easier and you work very smart. Because, as I said, money spent on advertisement is money on the way back to you again. And you will not miss out, because, you know, just imagine how many people are following Gigal FM Namibia, and also how many people have contacts around the world, and also which people are reading the Villager newspaper, for example. These are the business individuals. These are people who want to learn about economics, and people want to learn about development. Imagine if you advertise with us at that platform, either with the Villager newspaper or when you advertise with us on air. Do you know how much you are going to earn? Or do you know how many people are going to know your business? So
Super Bargains await you at USave, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only $139.99 for selected Lovey's premium disposable nappies, $36.99 for 1 kilo Mama's High Foam hand washing powder, 750 milliliters Sunlight dishwashing liquid for only $32.99, and Palm Olive shampoo and conditioner for $34.99 each. USave, I save, we all save at USave.
Or do you know how many people are going to know your business? So do not waste that platform. That's why we are always indicating to you that when you do that, you are 20 steps ahead of your competition. 20 steps ahead of your competition. When they are coming to the corner, you are very far. When they are going to wake up, you are already far. So advertise with us, Gigal FM Namibia, the Villager newspaper, and you will not miss out. So let's continue with Early Morning Scoop. For those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 8 o'clock. Yes, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and let us look at what do we have at international platform? What do we have at the international platform? And also, what do we have in Africa? And also, what is happening, particularly in terms of global politics, economics, and development? Yes, there is a news coming from Tanzania. It's coming from Tanzania, which is indicating that the president of Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan, has been approved to stand in October presidential elections. Has been approved to stand in October presidential elections. And she's one of the few women in Africa which are head of state, which are head of state. And for your own information, the party, the ruling party in Tanzania, that is Chama Cha Mapinduzi, have indicated that they have chosen Samia Suluhu, Madam Samia Suluhu. And looking at history, how things have been, one will be able also to see she's one of the powerful women in Africa in terms of leadership. And she has also been the head of, stated that, you know, Samia Suluhu has been the head of, SADC organ of defense and security. She's been, the head of SADC organ of politics, defense and security cooperation. And we have been seeing here, especially there was, challenges. There was, challenges and also civil unrest in Mozambique there. She has been making strong statement. And she also played a crucial role in mediation and also solving internal politics of Mozambique, particularly post October elections, where there was violence. Thousands of people died. Thousands of prisoners, escaped the maximum prison. But she stood there, and she stood there in terms of dealing with the situation diplomatically, as, she has been, the chairperson of SADC organ of politics, defense, and security cooperation. And one will also be able to see their cooperation with the chairperson, the former chairperson of SADC, that is Ms. Mnangagwa, particularly when it's come to deal with the situation of DRC. But, when it's coming to Tanzania, she's expected to stand. As a presidential candidate, she expected to stand as a presidential candidate, and a lot of things are happening, especially in Africa. And you want to see that many countries are going to elections. You want to see that Samia Suluhu, before she took over as a president of Tanzania, she was a vice president to John Pombe Magufuli. And after the passing on of John Pombe Magufuli, the bulldozer, Samia Suluhu took over until today. That's why she's expected to get elected. And as she is contesting, in this, upcoming presidential elections. And the party decided to support her. The party is also supporting her. Yes, she has already shown leadership, and I think it's a very good thing. When it's coming to Africa, and also women empowerment, we were able to see that, when it's coming to Africa and also women empowerment, we'll be able to see that we have role players in African politics, and women are not exception. And it's also something that people should also look up to and also see that they are inspired, especially our young girls, to be also inspired one day to become a president or to take up a role that you thought was only for us men. But we should not only run on the ticket of a woman, as our president is always saying, to say, I'm voted because I'm able and capable. But it's a very good thing to see Let's see how the future of Tanzania will be. Let's see how the future of Tanzania will be. You know, there is, I think let us look at this news. Let us look at this news and see what is happening, especially in Tanzania. See what's happening in that area of Tanzania, and also how this will also shape regional politics, how it will shape regional politics, and also how it also shape the support of women, and also in terms of leadership and development. So let us look at what's happening, especially in Tanzania, regarding Samia Suluhu, who has been is going to run for the first time as a president, is going to run for the first time, and we see what will happen in that beautiful country of us. You know, what you need to understand is also that Tanzania has been at the center of liberation struggle, been at the center of liberation struggle. And most of our veterans, we just finished celebrating 26 August. Most of our veterans, they are calling it Tanganyika by that time. And it has been, a very good friend of Namibia. And sharing the commonalities in terms of leadership of women, I think we also feature in. And yeah, let us look at this news.
Tanzania's President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been approved to stand in October's presidential election. It's her first time running for the presidency. She assumed the office following the death of her predecessor, John Magufuli, in 2021. Hassan is now facing a field clear of her main rivals after the country's electoral commission disqualified the candidate of the second largest opposition party. Luhaga Mpina of the Alliance for Change and Transparency was barred over complaints that the ACT had failed to comply with nomination procedures in the primaries. Mpina defected from Hassan's ruling CCM party earlier this month. ACT called her disqualification shameful and said it raises questions about the Electoral Commission's integrity and independence. Leading opposition party Chadema was disqualified in April after it failed to sign the Electoral Code of Conduct as part of its call for electoral reform. Nominations for presidential candidates closed on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's quite a news to look into. It's quite a news to look into. And we also need to understand the nature of Tanzania politics, because one thing that you need to see, is that you also need to ask questions to say, how is the politics of Tanzania? How have Tanzania been under the leadership of Meme Samia Suluhu Hassan? How has been, the politics of Tanzania? Because one thing that you need to know, and also what you need to see, is that there is a man in jail, that is Tundu Lissu, been jailed, been one of the main, opposition leaders there in, because when we are analyzing politics, we should not just praise those who are in power. We should also ask questions to say, how is the politics of Tanzania? Because there is a man by the name Tundu Lissu, is a chairman of Chadema. It's a leading opposition party, which was, disqualified in April after it failed to sign an electoral code of conduct as part of the call for electoral reform. And this man had been in jail for over 4 months after being charged with treason early in April. And he's denied the charge, and at one point he was also representing himself, because I understand he has legal background or legal knowledge, a lawyer to say. But one thing that you also need to look at is that if we are doing an analysis of a state, if you are doing an analysis of a state, either is a developing state or a developed state, let us only not look at the person who is in charge. Let us also look internal. Let's look at inside that state and see what is happening. Yes, 2021, we lost Africa in general. Africa lost John Pombe Magufuli. He was one of the respected African leaders in terms of his strong reforms, and also in terms of his governance objectives. And he was known as the bulldozer, because when he come to a place, things are moving. Dust has been seen there in Tanzania. But what you need to understand is also that the treatment of opposition party says a lot about the democracy of that country. The treatment of opposition party says a lot about the democracy of that country. Because if you look at what is happening in Tanzania, there's an opposition leader who is in jail, in detention, and he has been, charged with treason. Treason is the highest charges, serious charge. And this party is not participating. It's also maybe a time for us also to see what is the character and the quality of those who are leading. Is it really because it's a woman? Is there politics involved in this game? Is there politics involved in this game? Or just coincidence? Or the person is really guilty? Is there politics involved in this? Because if we are not asking those questions, we may end up being blind to say, let's just put a person there because a person is a woman. Under whose leadership? How are the information communicated to those with authorities? How are the information communicated? And it's not a new thing in Africa. Opposition leader is more dangerous to be an opposition leader in Africa than in other countries, because of the post-colonial history, or because of the post-colonial Africa still having the wounds of colonialism. And this is what, allows us to see others as enemies, as rivals. Because we fail to understand that in a democratic society, you cannot go forward without somebody opposing you. And in a democratic society, enemy of today is not, or the somebody who opposes you today is not necessarily your enemy, just somebody with a different view. Unlike those days.
Omapenda furege tu oganya nyere omore kojero manguruko. Monina agasimane kaihe pakunya nyera onjira dagaminwa. Ninga ehogororo jupenda gabika ondapo omata ayera nagapame no madira adiro ogaira. Nongere tohingi waliko kiyodungo imangeramo etokara watonata. Ongwe omutona tirigonjo konona yawo. Esikundika jo mapenda fure omahogororo goe nagerekere upenda wawo. Kara ependa jasha siku, ninga shoka shomojira, etokupitha omwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Unlike those days, the time of apartheid and the time of colonialism, where it was through the barrel of the gun that people have to go and engage each other militarily. People have to go and engage each other militarily to sort out issues that they cannot sort out on the table. But in a democratic society, that is happening. But it's always very important also to look at other news, especially looking at the news which happening around the world, which are happening around the world. Apart from Tanzania, it is very interesting. It's also that, there is a lot of elections happening here in Africa. There's a lot of elections happening here in Africa. There was also indicated that UNGADA, ruling National Resistance Movement, has endorsed President Yoweri Museveni as its candidate for the next year general elections and his seventh term leader of Eastern African Nation. And this is a news for you to consume. It's a news for you to consume. And if you are asking to say, where are the new brooms? How are the African leaders advising each other when they are meeting each other? But I do not have a problem with Museveni. He's a reasonable guy in terms of reasoning. He understands how things are working. But when you look at for how long he has been in power, somebody who took power in 1986, how old is somebody who was born in 1986? If somebody is born in 1986, you must be able to understand that in that context, how many decades you have been in power? And what are the new things that you are also willing to bring about? What are the new things that you are also willing to bring about? Because if you have to count somebody who is born in 1986, the person is almost 40 years, being in power for almost 40 years. Think about that. But it's democracy. It's a process. It's what the people have chosen. It's what the people have chosen. But, who are you to judge? Who are you to judge? It's a news for you to consume and also see what you can do about it. So I think it's very important to look at this news and also see how things are that side of Uganda. Side of Uganda. You know, for your own understanding, if you look at particularly that side of Central Africa, from DRC there, you look at Uganda, you look at Democratic Republic of Congo, you look at Rwanda, you look at Burundi, you will be able to see it's only the president of DRC, who is not a former military man, because all those countries are led by generals. They are led by generals. Museveni was the greatest critic of Idi Amin. Yeah, he was the greatest critic of Idi Amin. He was a rebel leader, took over the country, 1986. And for your own understanding, he's a man who trained Paul Kagame. Paul Kagame was his chief of intelligence at one point. It's a man who trained Paul Kagame. They've been working together, aligning themselves, till to the point also where Kagame has to go and liberate his country. All these people, they formed movements and took over those countries. And they've been around for quite a long time. If you look at the president of Burundi, for example, these are the generals at that area of Africa. Is democracy going to thrive there? It's up to you to interpret. It's up to you to interpret. Are they good leaders? It's also up to you to interpret. There are good things that they did. When you look at Uganda, for example, the only thing that they do not have is age on their side. Age of Museveni on their side, but they did a lot of things, especially when it's coming to innovation, when it's coming to management of their resources. But being power for 40 years, something that we also need to look at and also question. However, let us look at this news. As I indicated, to say, who are you? Who are you to judge? And this is Africa for you.
Uganda's National Resistance Movement has endorsed President Yoweri Museveni as its candidate for next year's general election and his seventh term as leader of the East African nation. 80-year-old Museveni accepted the nomination on Wednesday in a speech to the party's delegate conference in Kampala. Museveni first took power in 1986 as head of a rebel force. He's since been elected six times after securing constitutional amendments to remove presidential term limits and an age cap. Should he win in January, it would bring him close to five decades in power.
What is the most important in what the NRM has achieved? When he came in, we knew exactly what to do. And that's why the economy of Uganda has recovered. And as I speak today, we have gone through five phases.
Museveni's main opponent in the last election was singer-turned-politician Bobi Wine. Wine has also declared his candidacy for next year's poll. He lost the 2021 election to Museveni in a vote marred by violence and allegations of vote rigging.
Yeah, that is what is happening, especially that side of Uganda. That is what's happening that side, especially that part of Uganda. And what you need to know is that Museveni have been in power for almost 40 years, bringing about 40 years on the table, 40 years as a president, and he's speaking about the report which the countries have achieved, things that countries have achieved since 1986. And, it's very difficult to understand. It's very difficult to understand. But, there is Bobi Wine. Bobi Wine is a leader of an opposition leader. I mean, he's a leader of an opposition party. He's a former musician, tenth, lawyer, and also, opponent of, Yoweri Museveni. But it's up to African leaders to analyze and see what is important? Is it age or is the service of the people? Because you need to be very critical. And you also need to be very critical, particularly when it's coming to issues of governance. Is age or is why you are voted? What is the contribution of African countries? What is the contribution of Africans to the democratic system, of to the existing democratic system? Have we contributed anything? So if we are asking ourselves this question, it will be more easier for us to see and understand that it could be that there is some way that we are failing. It could be that there is some way that we are failing, or it could be that there is some way or something that we are missing. Because throughout yes, the African leadership has been associated with old age and wisdom. And old age has been always been associated with wisdom. But somebody came to say, no, wait a minute. Somebody who is not okay can also be old at one point. In fact, they say, no, a fool can also be old. Somebody who is not a reasonable person can also be old, but associating age with wisdom must also be relooked at. But it's a point of debate. It's a point of debate, because when somebody say you've been in power for a long time, go home because it's democracy. You also need to ask to say why. Robert Mugabe died at the age of 95, then 96. He's been in power since Lancaster House Agreement of 1979. And people only went there and pick him. He was not even able to walk, but he's in power. Then when you look at Cameroon, you have Paul Biya, he's 91 years, and he's still looking for 8th term. And are the people happy on the ground? That is a question that you need to ask. Is he able to reason properly? Is he able also to interpret what is happening in the economy? Is he able also to make critical decisions which are concerned with human beings? Because, it's something that we need to ask ourselves. Because don't think, a lot of people were complaining. Namibia, we are a youthful population and we have a lot of youth leaders. Go to other countries and see. And maybe it's also the time to appreciate what you have. And also, to stop comparing yourself with other part of the world. But it's governance, it's Africa. Is something that we need to look at. So, before we go to what we have on the table today, before we go to what we have on the table today, it's always very important also to look at what is happening at home. What is happening at home? We are going to look at the aspect of Bank of Namibia. We're going to look at Bank of Namibia. It stated that Bank of Namibia is going to host Alliance for Financial Inclusion Global Policy Forum, where it's going to have around 800 delegates from across African continent and beyond. And this is something that we need to look at. What can BON learn from that? And why is it hosting that event in Swakopmund? And what is the importance of financial cooperations between institutions? You will see a lot of heads of central banks and reserve banks around Africa and the world. They will come here in Namibia, and this is a good opportunity. Actually, it's a good opportunity for business people to leverage on that. It's a good opportunity for business people to leverage on that. So, dear listeners, for you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. You're listening to Early Morning Scoop, and we are here until the hour of 8. It's very important to look at that news.
With less than a week to go before the Alliance for Financial Inclusion Global Policy Forum 2025, the Bank of Namibia confirms its readiness to welcome close to 800 delegates from across the African continent.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 Hi Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care. And win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Buy 2x Rhodes 1-liter 100% fruit juice for only $49.99. 2x 1.5 kg Real Good Mixed Chicken for $139.99 with Smart Buy. 400ml Vaseline Body Cream or Lotion for $44.99. And 2 kg Sunlight Hand Wash Powder for only $54.99 with Smart Buy. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
welcome close to 800 delegates from across the African continent and beyond. The forum, convening under the theme Empowering Society, Enabling Growth, represents one of the most significant financial inclusion gatherings globally and on the continent. The AFIGPF comes at a pivotal time for Namibia's financial sector. On the 28th of July 2025, the Bank of Namibia, jointly with the Ministry of Finance and the Namibia Financial Institution Supervisory Authority, launched the Namibia Financial Sector Transformation Strategy, which sets out a roadmap for a resilient, inclusive, and modern financial system that serves the development of all Namibians and economy. Complementing this, the bank also unveiled its financial inclusion awareness campaign designed to improve the understanding, accessibility, and usage of financial services by all Namibians and residents. Both milestones align strongly with the AFIGPF's objectives of empowering citizens through access to inclusive finance and positioning Namibia as a proactive driver in financial transformation on the continent. Bank of Namibia extends sincere appreciation to the partners from across the public, intergovernmental agencies, and the private sector who have joined the nation's effort to ensure a successful event. These include FNB Namibia, Ministry of Industries, Mines and Energy, Ministry of Finance, Government Institutions Pension Fund, Financial Intelligence Center, Standard Bank Namibia, GIZ, 91 Asset Management, Social Security Commission, Capricorn Group, Bellatrix SME Finance, Old Mutual Namibia, NetBank Namibia, Namibia Airports Company, Agricultural Bank of Namibia, Letsego Namibia, Namibia Tourism Board, the Namibia Financial Institution Supervisory Authority, Namibia National Reinsurance Corporation, Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, as well as Mobile Telecommunications. The scale and ambition of the AFIGPF underscore that transformative financial inclusion cannot be achieved by a single institution acting in isolation. The collaboration between public, private, and development partners reflects a shared commitment to empowering society and enabling growth through innovative financial solutions, policy frameworks, and long-term sustainability. Partner plays a distinctive role in broadening financial access, from driving product innovation in the banking sector, harnessing alternative data to enable inclusion, to support SME growth, ensures social security, and enabling infrastructure development. Collectively, these partnerships demonstrate Namibia's ability to unite diverse stakeholders behind in financial inclusion.
Yes, that is going to be a policy forum. It's a global policy forum on financial inclusion. And just for your own understanding, to see how Bank of Namibia came to this point, and also where Namibia is standing in terms of financial inclusion. Because if you read the strategy of Bank of Namibia, particularly when it's coming to financial inclusion or financial transformation strategy or financial sector transformation strategy, you'll be able to see that there are set targets there. There are set targets which this, strategy of Bank of Namibia have. There are set targets which Bank of Namibia has, especially when it's coming to Namibia, where Bank of Namibia want to see the economy of Namibia. How are the people going to be included in the economic development of Namibia in access to finance? Then the question we have been talking about, and I think it's also something which needs critical assessment, something that we have been talking about, and especially with our programs of financial inclusion. One of the main things that we have been talking about is that with financial inclusion, if you give people access to finance, are you going to train these people how to use finance? Because yes, we are going to have a policy forum on financial inclusion where you will receive a lot of delegates from financial sector around the world. And the question that we are asking ourselves is that in the case or in a situation that we are having access to finance, because remember, there is a target to say by 2035, by 2035, 70% of informal businesses will have access to formal financial institutions. People will have access to formal financial institutions. If you are selling a partner by 2035, you will have access to former financial institutions. In fact, you have access to get a loan, grant, from banks, especially commercial banks, and also the mentor funds for you to continue with your business, which is quite a very good thing. But what we need to know is that money is not a problem. Getting money is not a problem. The problem is how to use that money. How are we going to use that money? And those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Those are the real questions that we need to ask ourselves to say, how are we going to use that money? Are we trained to use that money? Because if you just, you know, I want us to get this picture very clearly. If you look at, for example, if you look at what Namfisa have said, the report of Namfisa, which came out in April, which indicated that by the end of 2024, Namibians owe cash loans 81.1 billion. Ask yourself this: who are those people who owe these micro renters this amount of money? Who are these? This include your teacher of accounting. This include your professor of economics. This include your professor of international trade. This include those who study entrepreneurship and business. And also financial advisor owing financial institutions. Do you understand what I mean? A financial advisor owing financial institutions. It's not a rare thing. It's not a rare thing, because financial advising is just a profession. It's not a practice. Therefore, we are also talking about, look, having this policy forum is not a bad thing. Having a conference is not a bad thing. What you want is, how are we going to navigate that aspect of not being able to manage finance very well? That is where we are going to look at. That's what we are going to look at, because yes, Bank of Namibia have tried very well. But the question that we are asking ourselves, what is the content of our financial literacy? So I know today is end of the month to a lot of people, but you must understand that there is something that is called financial inclusion. You must understand that there is a strategy which is drafted by Ministry of Finance in collaboration with Bank of Namibia and also Namfisa, to look at how can Namibia access finance. And also, there's also an element of financial literacy, but that is not really coming out. That's why we are always talking. That's why HD, I've always been speaking about these things, to say, what are the levels of financial inclusion that we have in Namibia? What is your understanding of financial inclusion? And, It's not different from access to infrastructure, then afford how to use those infrastructure. That's why at the other time when we were debating and we are giving points to say, no, having a target of electrification of 70% of the household in Namibia is not a problem. The problem is when you manage to deal with the price. When you manage to deal with the price. That's why expecting this forum, expecting this policy forum, which is global, expect this, financial bankers, expecting these directors of banks around the world to come to Namibia at the first week of September. We are also expecting to work out on the issue of financial literacy. We are also expecting those discussions to come on board. And we are also expecting those aspects of IRIS financial movement to come on board. Because the moment we are done with dealing with situations, the moment we are done with dealing with the situation, it's going to be more easier. It's going to be more easier to look at other things. That's why yesterday when I spoke about the need for everybody to be a catalyst, as it is stated in NDP 6, as it is stated by the president, to say, in this context that we are in now, we cannot move forward without the assistance of others. That's why when you read NDP 6, for example, you'll be able to look at the preface. Look at the preamble of that. Look at the words of the president to say, no, everybody must be a catalyst in this thing called development of Namibia. That's why we expect this Global Forum on Financial Inclusion not only to be a meeting of high-level bankers, not only to talk about the complication of economics, not only to theorize, but at least to have an outcome, not only for Namibia, but an outcome that is going to be inclusive, as inclusive is at the center of that. Inclusivity which can be seen, but also which is sustainable. Because the issue of sustainability, we are just throwing words, saying, you know, issues of sustainability. Let us look at aspects which are sustainable. How sustainable is financial inclusion strategy going to be? And what are some of the practical outcomes? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop. You are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, we are going to look at what we have on the table today. From that aspect, we are going to look at what we have on the table for today, especially when we are going to look at issues of trade. We are going to analyze international trade report. We are going to analyze that report by NSA. Where is Namibia standing in terms of trade? Where is Namibia standing in terms of trade? What are some of the commodities that take up, the space? What are some of the commodities which are leading? Are we doing what we are saying? What sectors are we more focused on? Are we focusing on our game plan? Are we focusing more on our game plan? And we also going to look at the impact of tariffs when we are analyzing this international trade mechanized report of the month of June. And it's always very important as a researcher, as a student of governance, as a student of international law, student of agronomics, make sure that issues of trade must be at the center of your business. Because if you understand how trade is working, you'll be able to spot out opportunities. You'll be able to spot out opportunities. And when you spot out opportunities, it's going to be easier for you also to see what products can you supply. What products are needed in the country. What is the main product which is needed currently in the market? What are some of the main products which are currently needed in the market? And when you understand that, there is nothing that's going to stop you in how you operate in your business and also how you do your investment. So in a short period of time, we are going to look at, the aspect of international trade mechanized report of NSA. And we're also going to look at where we are standing as Namibia, and also what are some of the things which are positive in that trade report, and also what are some of the things that we need to work on, because it's always important to look at that report with both eyes, and also respect those who correct information for you, and also interpret data, because data, they always have a meaning. There's always a meaning on how you deal with data. There's always a meaning on how to deal with information, and there's always a meaning or interpretation. because data can interpret the decision that you have made. If you speak about, for example, mineral beneficiation, what have you started doing? What is the response of the market? What is the response of the market? What is needed? And what have we done? Well, so those are some of the things that we are going to discuss about. Those are some of the things that we are going to look at and see where Namibia is standing, and also which will also assist us how we can move forward and how we can do the trade. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 8. So, stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. Yeah, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. This morning, we are going to build on the conversation of trade balance. We are going to build on the conversation of trade balance, especially the trade balance of June. The trade balance of June, which indicated that Namibia made profit. Namibia made profit 2 times better than the profit of May. 2 times better than the profit of May, especially when it's coming to trading balance, trade balance of the products and commodities. And we also have looked at what Namibia is selling, and also what we are getting from those sale, how much we are getting from those sale. However, so it's very important to look at the aspect of economic diplomacy, and for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, when one speak about economic diplomacy, so it's very important also to look at how do we get to where we get? How do we get to where we get? And what is the relevance of economic diplomacy in terms of international relations and also in terms of development of the country? And it's also very important to know beyond selling at an open market, beyond selling at a shop, or beyond trading few products that you have sold. What you need to understand is that the operation of the world, how the world is operating. The world is operating at various scales, at various scales. There is meme who sell kapana. There is meme who sell fat cakes. And you may wonder why a certain product that you are using is made in Malaysia, for example. You may wonder why a certain product that you are using, or the cape you are wearing, is made in the United States, the trouser you are wearing is made in China, and the vest you are wearing is made from from Malaysia, and the car you are driving, it's a Toyota, made from Japan, and that engineer that fixed that car is from Germany. How do we get where we are now? What is very interesting is that when you talk about economic diplomacy, when you talk about economic diplomacy, you must be able also to understand that there are levels and standard of operations when it's coming to global affairs. And the aspect of economic diplomacy has to do with a country getting into relationships with other countries in order to facilitate trade, get into relationship with other countries in order to facilitate trade. And what are some of the benefits and challenges of that? Those are some of the things that you need to look at. And before we go and complain, I think I find it very important. I find it very important to understand that things are complicated the way you think. There's this late professor of economics that is Tandikele Mkandawile, was a guy from Malawi who spoke very frankly, especially when it's coming to the trade issues, when it's coming to Africa. He wrote frankly about African integration. He wrote well about African integration. But this morning, when you are looking at where the country is standing, you must also know who is at the forefront of that economic development. Who is at the forefront of that economic development? And you must also be able, to understand that where is Namibia standing? How many people that we are calling our trading partners? And how many people, they are just our friends, but they are not really trading partners? Because I have been saying, let us look at who we are trading with. Let us look at who we are getting from who, what we are getting from who, and which one we should focus more on, especially when it's coming to matters of interest. One thing that you need to look at is our relationship between the relationship between Namibia, South Africa, Botswana, Lesotho, and Eswatini, former Swaziland. That is a relationship that can be traced back to 1910. It's a relationship that traced back to 1910, and that is the establishment of Southern Africa Custom Union, that is SACU, where the countries come together and decided to say, let us find a common ground to say, when we are selling each other, when something is coming into our market, it must just have same charges to everyone. And let us have free trade among ourselves. And what is the meaning of that? The meaning of that is that Namibia may benefit or is benefiting from imports of it's benefiting from SACU revenue pool, or is benefiting from the money that is coming from SACU. But it's also disadvantaged because it says that that who have a bigger economy is the one who can be able to get more revenue. Now, look at it this way. Look at how complicated trades are. Now you have agreements on trade with SACU, then you have agreement of trade with SADC region, Southern Africa Development Community. There are also trading agreements between SADC and SADC countries. But not only that, then you also have a standard friendship program which was established by the African Union. That is the promotion of African continental free trade area. Now, if you look at where Africa wants to go, where our plans are, and how we are making money, you also be able to see some of the question marks. You may also be able to see some of the question marks to say, are we really moving in the direction that we said we want to get into? There are areas where you have to praise. But there are areas where you have to say, no, this thing is becoming a bit complicated. This thing is becoming a bit complicated. And some people, they also get confused. Especially those with little to no understanding of how the economy is working. Because I've been talking about African continental free trade area for quite some time. And at the same time, I have also been speaking about Namibia following all the rules and regulations, especially when it's coming to trade with African countries. And just yesterday I was listening to one professional from Ministry of Mines who is talking about, no guys, you must stop buying Gungura oil. Reason being that when you are buying Gungura oil, the money that was supposed to be paid from tax and also be used at the oil fund, or they say there's an emergency fund to protect the countries, especially in terms of increment in oil price. The official said the money will not be enough. Then you're asking yourself a question to say, how can a person from the Ministry of Mines and Energy, means of industries, mines and energy, reason like that? How can a person reason like that to say, no, do not buy oils from Angola. Don't buy from these guys, Ngungura boys. Because if you buy that, we are not going to make profit. And on top of that, the money that has been put, or that used to be put in the fund, in the oil fund that support, especially to subsidize, will not be enough. You know what you are saying? You know what you are saying? You are saying, do not use that market. Do not use that market. Because when we are going to fail, when we are going to fail, we do not know how we are going to protect ourselves. Because the reason we have a defense fund, the fund that you, the petroleum fund, that you are using to subsidize, is because you are not stable in terms of the way you operate with oil. Then you are not stable. What can you do for a long term? What can you do for a long term? Because those are some of the things that we need to look at. Because I was so shocked when you look at the products that Angola has. When you look at our top import products, petroleum. You know where they are coming from? They are coming thousands and thousands and thousands of kilometers away, even outside Africa. That is where they are coming from. Where we have a neighbor who has everything that we want. How can we use Angola, our friend, as a partner in building our economy and also expanding African continental free trade area? Because this thing becomes so complicated as you go deep into them. They become so complicated as you go deep into them. Because if you look clearly, take the latest, I think it took time to come out, the report of June 2025, especially when it's coming to international trade balance. Look at that. Point out where Angola is in those products. Where is Zimbabwe? Where is Zambia? Where are they in terms of those? Do they not have what we have? Do they not have what we need, actually? Because the moment we start understanding that our economic growth depends on how we operate and leverage our economic diplomacy, especially with those who are closer to us, then we can be able to talk about African continental free trade area. Because there is one thing that also need assessment. There's one thing that also need assessment, especially when it's coming to African continental free trade area. Because when you look at the first consignment, and it's well praised, and I'm also very happy with it, the first consignment to Nigeria of tons of salt, that is on the 30th of June 2025, when the minister has to officially release that consignment of salt to Nigeria. Yes, it's a good move. But what is our trade relationship with our neighbors apart from South Africa? Why can't we discuss that issue of oil with Angola, frankly? And we understand that not 2 months ago, when Zambia bought more than 20% in Lobito refinery, they bought that because they understand that the future depends on those who strategically align themselves economically and build relationships with their neighbors and leverage on what others have. But ours, what are we doing? What are we doing? Do not buy Ngungura oil. And the reasoning is the one which is telling you to say there's a lot of things that we need to do, especially moving forward. Now, we are going also to look at trade areas, trade routes, and who participate in that. And we are also going to compare what is what is the trade report is saying with NDP6? What is the trade balance saying? And when you compare it with NDP6, where are we? Are we doing what we are saying? And also look at, and we are also going to look at the aspects where we are doing very well. And look at the aspect where we are doing well, and how we can protect our economy moving forward, because that is the center of argument, especially with as we indicated earlier, we are looking at economic diplomacy. We are looking at economic diplomacy, and also how do we get what we want from who, and also how can we improve the lives of Namibians. And the conversation for this morning shall be depends on everything that we have been speaking about, especially when it comes to where Namibia wants to go, especially when it's coming to where Namibia wants to go. Because the issue of inequality will not, income inequality is not stopping yet. The issue of income inequality is not stopping yet. The issue of quality education is also questionable. That's why when you speak about economic diplomacy, we are seeking and seeing how can Namibia improve itself through engaging with other countries. And not only ending there, how can that which come from external relations, that which come from our trading partners, and our president used to call it to call them the friends of Namibia, for example. The biggest NGOs in the world are here. Business investors from the Middle East are here. Money is flocking to Namibia through economic diplomacy. But the question that we need to ask ourselves, through the roles that Namibia have been playing, in global economic diplomacy, How can an ordinary Namibian being assisted to reach his full potential? Because it's not only that. When you look at foreign direct investment intelligence report on foreign direct investment in Namibia, it stated that Namibia moved from the 7th place to number 1 in Africa. Number 2 in the world. There is around 10 to 15 billion US dollars invested in oil and gas. Guess who is going to benefit from that? Who's going to benefit from that? Do we have a plan on how we are going to make business from oil and gas? Just be honest with yourself. If you are given an opportunity and you are just asked now, based on the information that you have, to say you are going to work in oil and gas, at what part are you going to work there? What business, what service are you going to give as with your business? What service are you going to give to assist in drilling that oil? And to assist in selling it, rather. What technical skills do you have? So that's why today we are looking at that part of economic diplomacy. We are looking at that where we have been. And we are also going to be guided by, our International Trade Statistic Report of June, and look at what are some of the things that we are selling and where are we selling them to, and what are some of the things that we are buying and who are we buying them from, and are we buying things that we do not have, or are we buying things that we are failing to produce with things that we have. And what is that great lesson that we learn from economic diplomacy? What is that great thing that we learn to say? In terms of trade, for example, export of commodities, uranium still stand at number one. We are not only ordinary uranium exporter, we are the biggest uranium exporters. Among others, we are number three in the world. Three in the world. Nobody can catch us in terms of external trade of raw materials. It's number one. And guess who we are selling? We are selling to our friend China. We are selling to our friend China. Then, looking at NDP6, what is NDP6 saying about uranium? It's a bit silent, a bit optimistic, a bit silent. But could that not have been the case which could have happened already 35 years ago to be silent but planning? There were no discussion in 2002 about addition of value. There is now discussion about additional value to uranium, but with a little effort. With a little effort to it. With a little effort to it. Then, when it's coming to what we get from, or what we are gaining from the global arena, it requires questioning, it requires critical assessment, and also questioning to say, we have been selling this product. Look at the trade balance of 2006. You will be surprised. You will be surprised. It's only the tones which are changing. You will be surprised. Ask yourself, what new product did we bring in our trade balance? What values did we end? To what context? It's a question that every person should ask himself to say, you are in Namibia. You are selling products to the world, but what did you learn from others? What did you learn from others? So, dear listeners, in this morning, since we are talking about economic diplomacy, it's also very important. It's also very important also to look at what we have looked at, which is Namibia International Trade Mechanized Trade Statistic Bulletin. And just for your own information, this is a report of June, and this is the latest report in terms of Namibia Statistic Agency. It's the latest. What you need to do, what you also need to look at, is that when you compare how we did trade in May and how we did trade in June, you'll be able to see that we have doubled in terms of making surplus, where we are now at 856 million, while in May we were at 341 million in terms of surplus. That means that in terms of profit making, in terms of profit making, that is something that needs to be calculated to say we are making money, and it's something that we need to press ourselves on. Then the question that we are asking ourselves is that if we leverage our economic diplomacy very well, not only to get investors, not only to get buyers, but to get technical skills, you know what is very important? What is very important is that the product can lapse, or the market can change. But when you have skills, you will be able to see and understand that when you have skilled population, when you leverage real skills from the global arena, then your human capital will be unbeatable. Yeah, that's why when we are looking at these things, we must also see that what is that thing, what is that one thing that we are lacking in, and how we can improve on that. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Yes, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are talking about diplomacy. We are talking about economic diplomacy. And who is winning? And What is that that we can learn? What is that we can learn? And also, when you are talking about these issues, it's always needed to look at where are we standing with our argument. When you are asking questions, to say, what have we done well when it's coming to leveraging of international economic platform? What have we done well? And what is that one thing that we need to improve? What is that one thing that we need to improve, especially when it's coming to our trade? Because economic diplomacy is not only about using your foreign policy to extend your economic interest and also getting investors and also getting trading partners, but it's also about learning how the economy is being worked with. Because, you know, we have been discussing and debating about these issues, to say every time a developing country failed to deliver on something, there is a reason for that. In every period, a developing country failed to deliver something, there is a reason for that. We were hit by COVID-19. We were hit by what? Did we not have a plan if we got hit? Did we not have a plan if we got hit? No, we were hit by economic downturn. We were hit by COVID-19. We were hit by drought. Now we are hit by tariffs. How are we going forward? How are we going to move forward? Because these are the questions that we need to ask ourselves, to say, how can we use our economic diplomatic relations and extend not only our national interest, but also gaining those technical skills? Because remember, And I like putting it this way. When it's coming to oil and gas, a lot of Namibians are going to benefit. But at what ratio are they going to benefit? What is that skills that they need to learn? And how many of Namibians understand the oil and gas industry? Because this is not going to be different. It's not going to be different from uranium. It's not going to be different from uranium. And it's not going to be different from diamond. The list can go for. It's not going to be different because you have something that you are failing to understand. You have something that you do not have interest in knowing, because that is one thing that is giving you money. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Today, our argument is on economic diplomacy. It's on economic diplomacy. We are also going to, or we are also looking, actually, we are also looking at international trade. We are looking at international trade, especially with the month of June, which gave us positive results. Then we also need to ask ourselves questions, to say, if we can make money at this point, even among global tariffs, what would be our return if we do what we say? And what is that thing that we do what we say? We do what we say when we practice what we preach. When you speak about value addition, we are doing that. When you speak about investment in research and development, when you speak about investment in research and development, because when I was reading NDP 6, it says there is a pledge to invest 1% of the GDP to research and development. And that is exactly what we have been crying for, to say there is no research and development, there is no capacity, there is no research capacity in Namibia to deal with real issues of development. Because one of the sectors is that at the professional and the technical skills, you can be having a very good plan and a very good people who are working, but you do not have data. How is your data arrangement in terms of health records? How is your data arrangement in terms of the causes of death? The causes of diseases, for example, in terms of health. How is your data arrangement in terms of using indigenous knowledge, for example? using indigenous knowledge and using also local research to solve local problems. How is your data in terms of dealing with cybersecurity? And how can, the question continue to say, how can we use our economic diplomacy, leveraging on that, and improve our skills and improve the way we do business, improve the way we do trade, and improve the situation at home? Or we are just continue to sell the same thing. So when you look at, for example, when you look at the report of, if you have to connect things, when you look at the report for World Health Organization on access to clean water, I was shocked to be in the same category with Somalia, Zimbabwe, Angola, and other few African countries where people are indicating that, yes, although you have access to clean and safe water, there is still insufficient data provided. Why are we not doing that? Because you know why? There is no research capacity. And we must be clear about this thing. When we are saying there is no research capacity, it means that you are not being able to collect all the data to make all the policies and the information. Because that is proven. Not only World Health Organization report on access, even African peer review mechanisms on coherence of policy. Underdeveloped monitoring and evaluation. And what is very interesting in this regard is that when we are using those tools and mechanisms, who created those ones? Do you know how to use them? Do you know how to use them? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at hard conversations. We are looking at hard conversations, especially conversations of this Friday. We are looking at hard conversations, especially conversations of this Friday, because that is the only way. That is the only way we are going to improve things. That is the only way we are going to improve things, because we indicated to you that we are going to be here until the hour of 8. We are going to be here until the hour of 8. So let us look at our trade statistic again, and also let us look at our trade partners, and let us look at how we can also improve moving forward. Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. And as I indicated, we are also going to use some of the statistics that coming to us. Some of the statistics that came to us, especially from Namibia Statistics Agency, which is looking at how Namibia trade is doing. How Namibia trading is doing, and what is the relationship of Namibia and the world, and who are we trading with? Who are we trading with? And who are we buying from? And also, as a business person, as a researcher, you must know which product is needed in the market, which product needs value addition, and also which product have been selling very well, and which product is also losing value. Because the moment you know that, then you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear, no competition that you are going to be scared of, because that is exactly economic insight that you need. That is exactly economic insight that you need. And when you get those economic insight, you'll be able to move forward. You know, the trade statistic is indicating that the top 5 export products for June 2025 is still uranium, which is topping the list, non-monetary gold. You have fish, you have precious stone, that is diamond at number 4, and you at number 5, you have copper articles, and also, just copper and articles of copper. Now, when you look at top 5 import products, and this is where exactly we are going to discuss more on. When you look at top 5 import products, you have petroleum oils, you have motor vehicles for commercial purposes, you have ores and concentrate-based metals, you have motor vehicles for transport of persons, and you have nickel ore and concentrates at 2.8. Now, the interesting area here is oil. The interesting area here is oil. Do you know that? Do you know how oil is going to make Namibia economically independent? Do you know how we're going to make Namibia economically independent? Because oil is exactly what we have discovered. It's exactly what you have discovered. It is exactly what Foreign Direct Investment Intelligence Report is telling us to say. We now move to number two in the world in terms of attracting foreign direct investors. And interestingly, here, in terms of importing products, petroleum oil is at number one, which means that we are going to game change. We are going to game change with the discovery of oil and gas in Namibia. Then the question is here, how are we going to distribute these resources? How are we going to distribute these resources? Because when you look at, for example, at NDP6, there are targets, especially targets when it's coming to human development. There are targets to say, there are targets of reaching the GDP of $6,000 per capita by 2030, and at $5,000 at the least developed regions. Go and read NDP6. Then you're asking yourself, well, what is the formula which is going to be used? Are we going to use a different governance system in order to distribute the wealth of this country? How are we going to deal with the scale of difference of income inequality? How are we going to deal with those cases? So that's why today we are indicating to you, this morning we are indicating to you, if that which we think and plan and also put in practice happen to be what it is, we are going to be a game changer, not only in SADC region, but in the African continent. But the question is that, how are these, opportunities going to be ravaged? How are these opportunities going to be ravaged? Because if you already have oil at the number one of import, where are you going to use other money? Where are you going to use other money? You are going to invest in education. We are investing in technical skills. We are going to build industries. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, now, going back to how things have been, particularly in terms of our economic diplomacy, in terms of our trade, have you ever went in mind outside the country as diplomat of extending our domestic policy to foreign policy extension? Or as diplomats, which their job is to extend the domestic policy in international relations, have you ever go out of this country and say, guys, we do not have materials to add values to our product. How do you do it? Or guys, you have been buying from us for the past 35 years. Why can't you even teach us how to deal with our own product? Is that what we sold to you not enough? So that you can also teach us how you are going to handle these things. Because the technical knowledge of handling it, example, uranium and many other products, technical knowledge of coming up with copper products, the technical knowledge of building industries, we should have learned that already. And how can we, moving forward, based on the new brooms that we have, going to achieve our objective, our national objective, which is to advance Namibia in terms of infrastructure, in terms of the economy, and also in terms of human development? Because when you look at the main pillars of NDP6, they are very clear. They are very clear to say, no, number one, we are going to look at economic growth, transformation and resilience. That is a fundamental point of departure. How are we going to do it? Strategies are there, focus areas are placed. Then from there, we're going to look at human development, community resilience. How are we going to do that? Plans and strategies are there. Some are pre-planned, some are already planned. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves again, moving forward to areas of environmental sustainability, area of good governance, how are we going to handle things long term? Because I do not want to say poor thinking in terms of long term, because that is not a correct way of putting things. That's not the correct way of putting things. But what we are going to be very clear is that we are surprised by 2030. We are surprised by 2030. We thought it was far. But that is not going to be the end of the world. What is going to defeat us is when we continue to overplan with little action. That is what's going to deal with us. Because if you talk about our role in economic diplomacy, we can't continue to do things the way we are doing them. We can't continue doing things the way we are doing them. Yes, Namibia is a friend to everybody. We are the friend to everybody. We are an enemy to none. Unless to the point where those who are our friends are in conflict with our interest. Yet we make friends across the board. We made friends across the board. Have we got what they wanted from our friends? Have we gave what they wanted? Yes, we gave them what they wanted. Go to Iran. Go to China. Ask them, what did they do with their uranium? Where are they standing? How many industries have they built? How many industries have they built? How many skills have they built? Come to Namibia. Ask yourself. You've been selling for the past 35 years. Did you do anything to improve your sale? Did you do anything to improve your sale? Or you are just happy and content with how you are? Because remember, it's not how wealthy your country is in terms of resources. It's how you utilize your resources correctly. It's how you utilize your resources correctly. Do you know what? When we fail at economic diplomacy, building mutual beneficial relationship at the same level. We have been speaking a lot about DRC, because if it was in another continent, let me say DRC was in Asia, for example, and somebody just decided to manage that resources very well, everyone on this world would be kneeling down to DRC. Everyone on this world. DRC would be king. He's still king, but it's economically stripping king, because it cannot really see the direction. It's economically stripping king that was not able.
At ShopRite, we're celebrating 35 years of lower prices with unbeatable deals. Let's mark the occasion with savings on essentials like 4 kg Real Good Chicken, frozen mixed chicken portions for just 189 Namibian dollars 99, 200 grams Nescafe Classic or Creamer Jar, or 230 grams Nescafe Refill, only 134 Namibian dollars 99 each, valid until 7 September 2025. Don't miss out on these deals. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust always. Plus, stand to win your groceries for free at ShopRite. Buy any 3 participating products. Find the unique code on your till slip. WhatsApp it to us and see if you're a winner. Plus, there are instant daily prizes to be won only at ShopRite.
It's economically sleeping king that was not able to see the direction of where the country is now going. Who own? Who sell? And who is using those products? You know, 2 days ago we were reporting on, we were analyzing the the fact that some NGOs in DRC are complaining to government to say, you must relook at that deal of infrastructure to minerals. You must stop that thing of barter trading, because barter trading was those days form of trading. And they say, no, if you put an agreement with the Chinese mine to deal with gold and also cobalt, at least go and renegotiate, because barter trading is showing that you do not know the value of what you are selling. Because in this world of currency, you don't need barter trading. Money must show the value of things. It's no more about barter trading. Because you can't just say infrastructure for minerals. So that is what has been happening in DRC. And NGOs decided to stand up and say, no, please check on what we need to do and how can, we improve. How can we improve, the way we do business with the world? How can we improve the way we do business in the world? So in this morning, especially when it's coming to issues of our economic diplomacy, is now the right time to go back to our drawing board. Not to go back to, we delete out everything, just to make a self-reflection. Just to make a self-reflection to say, what is really that we are not doing very well? Why are we so shocked when you are saying, no, 2030 is there, behind the corner, or around the corner? 2030 have been there. We just come closer to it unprepared. Or less prepared. We just came closer to it, less prepared. So that's why in this morning, as I have been always indicating to you, is that the issues of national development is not the issue of government alone. And those things have been stated very clearly. Our president has been calling to say everybody should be a catalyst in national development. It's how you pick the role that you are playing. It's how you pick the role that you are playing. So that's why in this case, it's also very important to ask yourself that when people are complaining about Namibia, who are they complaining to? When you are complaining to government, who are you complaining to? You are complaining to a parent who comes from your house. You are complaining to a person who comes from your community. You are complaining to somebody's father, somebody's mother. You are complaining to your parents. And these are the people that we are living with. Do not think that the government is far away. The government is within you. So that's why not really for you to go with that notion to say government is me and you and everybody, but understanding that you have power to hire and also to demote, especially if you are an electorate, and you also have power to have influence and also participate in the economy. Because I've asked questions to say, how many young people so far have applied to the National Youth Fund? How many of them? How many of you applied to the National Youth Fund? How many of them understand information related to oil and gas and how they can leverage that opportunity? How many of them understand the operation of green hydrogen and how they can work on that? How many of them? Because if you do not have that answer yet, 2030 is going to be a myth. It's going to be yesterday already. Because time is not waiting for anybody. It's up to us to navigate. Those terrains. And also up to us to collaborate, because collaboration and coordination, those are the key words in a developing state. Those are the key words that everybody should use in a developing state, because you can't do anything. You can't do anything when it's only you who want to shine. You are not working together with others. And you cannot do anything if you are running a project alone. Because there is always insights that are needed. There are always technical knowledge and skills that are needed. There are always those who know better than you and those who can also assist you with their unique knowledge. So that's why when you look at governance report of 2022 on Namibia is still commanding on coordination of institution. When you look at 2024 reports on Namibia on coherence of policies, looking at coordination, looking at the need to improve coordination in terms of government, private sector, public sector, academia, NGOs, and interested developmental partners. So that's why today, when we are very happy about the June trade statistics, we must also be cautious enough to say, is it going to be like this in the months to come? Or what else can we do to up our game? Because it's too early for us to celebrate, to say we are now making surplus. How many times have we lost? And when are we going to start with value addition to our product? So, dear listeners, story is very crucial. Especially when we are engaging at this platform. Story is very important when we are engaging at this platform, when we are learning from each other, and also when we are sharing critical information that are needed at this point in time to make sure that we see the Namibia that you want. Because at the end of the day, is Namibia which has to win. And let us not wait for others to fail so that we celebrate. We must make sure that in terms of real conversation about developmental issues, we are sitting at the table and we look ahead. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And it's also very important to make sure that you continue following Eagle FM Namibia. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on LinkedIn. And also make sure that you share and you like our page. Like the page of the Villager newspaper. Because that is a new paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And also, you know, looking at today's newspaper is the one that you do not want to miss. That's why we are always indicating to you that make sure that the Villager newspaper is part and parcel of your sources of information. And it will be able to assist you when you are doing your research, when you are making your business decision, when you are making your investment decisions, because economic insight, economic intelligence will never get you wrong. And yeah, the other thing is also that what you do not want to forget is to market and advertise with us. What you do not want to forget is to advertise with us, because when you advertise with us, you will be able to have access to the market, access to the digital market, access to the market not only in Namibia, but also abroad. Then you get your clients. Because we are always indicating to you that money invested in advertisement is money on the way back to you again. Because when you speak to Mayor Monica Ipinge, either you want to buy airtime on air, or either you want to advertise through the Villager newspaper, you can communicate that, and it's easier for you to get clients around the world at the digital version, and you will never be the same again. So exercise this platform. And I'm going to leave you in the good sense of Mike Oshoveri with Unpacking the Day. And from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today. Great news! IMBA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried? Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel.
Great news! IMBA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today. So far.